USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump issued a veto Wednesday of the National Defense Authorization Act, following up on threats to reject the bill if it did not repeal legal protections for social media companies. The $740 billion defense spending bill now goes back to Congress, where a veto override is likely. The president is getting support for his action from across the aisle. Hawaii Democrat Representative Tulsi Gabbard tells Fox News that Congress has failed to hold big tech corporations accountable for their actions.
Congress has failed to act in making sure that the American people have a fair and free opportunity to the public square, and to make sure that these tech companies that are censoring people, that are choosing whose voices are heard and whose aren't, taking sides in political elections, that they are not immune from lawsuits. And so I think it's a critical thing to hold Congress's feet to the fire.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
A new variant of the coronavirus, first identified in South Africa, has been detected in the United Kingdom. Health officials there say the new strain appears to be even more infectious than the variant that has emerged in the UK over the last 2 weeks, causing a surge of new cases. Dr. Michael Osterholm says that both new strains are probably already in the United States. The head of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota tells CNN the country needs to ramp up the ability to test for new variants in order to get a better understanding of how and where the virus is spreading.
I think these viruses are here. They're going to be spreading right now. What we have to do is beef up our system in the United States. Unfortunately, our current system here for looking at these viruses and determining their genetics is very, very, very limited. We are with the bottom countries of the high-income countries in doing this. And so what we have to do is really increase our ability to test these samples and to give us a forewarning when this virus is spreading.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
One Northeast state has been shrinking, and it could cost them in Congress. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
More residents exited New York State over the last year than any other state, and could cost them a congressional seat, according to estimates released by the U.S. Census Bureau on Tuesday. Some 126,000 people bailed on the Empire State between July 2019 and July 2020. New York has been losing locals since 2016, but the most recent drop was significantly larger in recent years. Also taking population hits were Hawaii and West Virginia. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
AAA says a lot fewer people will be traveling for the holidays because of the pandemic. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
AAA is projecting a big drop in holiday travel.
So we're looking at about 30% fewer people traveling. So that means maybe roughly 85 million people will travel. But compared to last year, that's a pretty steep drop-off.
Andrew Gross with AAA, that audio courtesy of the Broadcast Retirement Network. Gross also saying that 96% of those who decide to travel will be going by car. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And fewer Americans filed for unemployment last week than the week before, but more than 800,000 people still filed first-time claims. The 803,000 filings are still nearly four times the amount of claims from the same time a year ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.